Mystery is my hobby. A Mrs. Sally Anders had been found dead in the kitchen of her home in the town of Walkerville. An autopsy revealed that she died of poisoning. Fred Anders, her husband, accused of murdering his wife, had escaped capture, and for the past 10 days had been a fugitive from justice. On the evening of the 10th day, I had an unexpected caller at my apartment. Yes?
Are you Barton Drake?
Yes, I'm Drake. Will you come in?
Yeah. You alone here?
Yes, I'm alone. Sit over there, please.
I'll talk from here.
As you like. Well?
Well, what?
He said that you talk from here. What would you like to talk about?
I guess you don't know who I am.
Oh, yes, I'm quite aware of who you are. You're Fred Anders, wanted for the murder of your wife, Sally Anders.
You're a cool one, Drake. I heard you were pretty clever. I get Fred Anders. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing at all. As long as you keep your hand in the pocket of your jacket.
That's smart. I've got a gun in this pocket, Drake.
I haven't the slightest doubt of it, Mr. Anders.
I guess I will sit down.
Fine. There's a comfortable chair. I'll sit over here where you can keep your eye on me.
Yes. It's a good idea. Maybe you're wondering why I dropped in on you like this, huh?
I suspect that your purpose is to tell me you didn't murder your wife.
Yeah? How'd you figure that out?
Didn't take a great deal of figuring, Anders. Obviously, there'd be no other reason why you'd pay me a call.
Well, that's what I call being real smart.
Thank you again.
Now, Drake, listen to me. I didn't do it. So help me, I didn't.
The police seem to think otherwise.
Oh, the police, those dumb, flat-footed cops.
Come, Mr. Anders. The police aren't always wrong. All the evidence pointed to your...
What evidence? The fact that Sally and I had quarreled? The fact that I had threatened to kill her? Does that prove a man guilty of murder?
The fact that you ran away and have been in hiding ever since your wife's death doesn't help your case any, Mr. Anders.
It doesn't prove me guilty either. I'm not a fool.
What would you have done? Never having killed anyone, I don't know.
And I haven't killed anyone either.
Thank you. You've got to help me.
Oh? Now, Drake, listen to me. You know what it's like to be hunted and hounded, to be afraid of your own shadow, to jump every time a car backfires.
No, I'm afraid I don't.
I haven't slept for days, Drake. I haven't eaten. I can't stand it much longer. I think I'm going crazy.
I think I can appreciate how you must feel.
Help me, Drake. You have a reputation for shooting square. I've got money. I'll pay you.
That's hardly an inducement, Mr. Anders. If you're guilty, it would be impossible for me to prove you innocent.
But I'm not guilty, I tell you. Would I take a chance in coming here if I were? Would I be willing to risk everything on the one hope that you'd give me a break?
No, Mr. Anders, I don't think you would.
Well, then you believe me, huh?
For the moment, I'll withhold my opinion, and I'll give you a chance to prove your faith in me.
I'll do anything. Believe me, I will.
Then give yourself up to the police.
Give myself up?
Yes. If you know that you're innocent and you believe I can help you, there should be no objection.
So that's your game.
I haven't any game, Anders. You're a fugitive from the police.
Why, you dirty, double-crossing rat. So you want me to give myself up? You want to get credit for capturing Fred Anders by talking him into it? So that's the kind of a guy you are, huh?
Those are my terms, Anders. Take them or leave them.
Take them or leave them, huh? I'll show you what I'll do to him.
Put down that gun, Anders. A second murder isn't going to help you.
There hasn't been a first yet.
Look, Bart, let me get this straight. This guy Anders came up to your apartment and tried to get you to investigate the murder of his wife.
Yes, that's right, Inspector.
You refused, and he took a swipe at you with his gun.
Yes, naturally, I grappled with him, and the gun went off.
The bullet missed, but he knocked you out by hitting you with the gun barrel.
That's right. He knocked me out, all right. What, Inspector?
I smell something.
Oh?
You know what you should have done the minute you came to your senses?
No, I don't. What, Inspector?
You should have called the police and reported what had happened. After all, Anders is a fugitive from...
But I did call the police and reported what happened, Inspector.
Huh? What do you mean? You said yourself that you called me the minute you woke up.
I did, Inspector. You're a policeman, aren't you?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I guess I am at that. Yeah, but look.
Come, Inspector. You'd like credit for capturing the murderer of Sally Anders, wouldn't you?
Sure. You mean you know where Fred Anders is hiding?
I'm not interested in where Fred Anders is hiding, Inspector. I'm only interested in apprehending the murderer of his wife. That's where we're going now.
Oh, my gosh. Do you mean that Anders talked you into believing he was innocent?
No, on the contrary, Inspector. I talked him into talking me into it.
What kind of double talk is that?
Fred Anders, Inspector, had a chance to kill me. He didn't, even though I made him mad enough to want to.
So that proves he didn't murder his wife, eh?
Well, we were struggling for the gun. I warned Anders that a second murder wouldn't help him any.
Mighty decent of you.
Anders replied that there hadn't been a first yet.
You fellas didn't discuss the weather, too, did you?
So you see, Inspector, I did my duty as a citizen by trying to capture a fugitive, and I discovered that the fugitive was innocent of the crime as charged.
Now, that makes sense. That does. Look.
And now I've eased my conscience by reporting the incident to the police, and everything's fine.
I knew I smelled something. Somehow or other, I always turn out to be the fall guy in these deals.
No such thing, Inspector. When we return from Walkerville, you're going to be a hero who captured the murderer of Sally Anders.
What are we stopping here for? This isn't where Fred Anders lived. I saw pictures of the place.
No, this is the home of Miss Emma Bemis, Inspector.
Oh, the babe who discovered the body, eh?
Yes, that's right. I must be she working in that garden patch over there. Come on, let's go find out.
Well, she sees us coming. Say, she's as good-looking as her picture.
Yes, I see she is. Good morning. Are you Miss Emma Bemis?
Oh, my goodness. You must be strangers around here. Everybody knows I'm Emma Bemis.
One of those.
Yeah, boy, Inspector. Yes, we are strangers in Walkerville, Miss Bemis. I'm Barton Drake. This is Inspector Noah Denton.
Hi.
Barton Drake? What a wonderful name.
Well, what's the matter with Danton? That name's been in our family for years.
Look out, you're stepping right in my petunia bed. Oh, you big
feet. Now, don't get excited. I'm not stepping on your doggone petunias.
Oh, big feet. Now I'll have to plant the whole plot over again.
Well, for God's sake, how did I know?
Stand over there, Inspector. You'll be all right.
I'm all right, anyhow.
Of course you are. Miss Bemis, would you mind?
Yes, Barton? You don't care if I call you Barton, do you?
Not at all. Emma?
Here we go again.
It's such a lovely name.
Yes. Miss, Emma, Inspector Danton and I are investigating the murder of Sally Anders.
Sally?
Yes, it was you who discovered the body, wasn't it?
Sure. I mean, yes. Say, wait a minute. Are you two gentlemen officers?
Well, yes. In a manner of speaking, we are.
And you've come on a wild goose chase. It was Fred, Sally's husband, who murdered her.
Who says so?
Ebenezer Pringle says so. He's our chief of police.
I see.
I guess I ought to know since it was I who discovered the body.
Well, look, lady, just because you discovered the body...
I was the most important witness at the coroner's inquest.
Yeah, but...
My picture was in every newspaper in the country.
So what? My picture's been in the newspapers, too.
But they called me the beautiful Miss Bemis. Who lived next door?
I was known as Dandy Danton, the Beau Brummel of Delancey Street.
Inspector?
Huh?
Emma, would you mind telling us the exact circumstances under which you discovered Sally Anders' body?
Circumstances? Yes. There weren't any circumstances. I just went over there and found it.
Oh. Well, what was your reason for calling on the Anders that morning?
Reason? No reason. I just decided to call on them the way neighbors do.
That's no answer.
Well, it should be. Sally and I had a cup of coffee together most every morning of the week. Oh, poor Sally.
Why, poor Sally?
Why, poor Sally?
Yeah.
Well, how would you like it if your husband was always threatening to murder you?
I haven't got a husband.
Oh, dear Inspector. Emma. Are we to understand that you knocked on the Anders' door? When no one answered it, you opened the door, walked in, and found Mrs. Anders lying on the floor.
Oh, no. No, it wasn't like that at all.
Oh?
The door was locked. That's what made me suspicious.
Well, I see.
No one ever locks their doors in Walkerville. Naturally, I knew something was wrong.
Naturally. And what did you do?
Do I have to tell, Barton?
I'd appreciate it if you would, Emma.
Would you, Barton?
Pardon me, if I'm in the way.
Now, just keep your big feet out of the petunias, Inspector, and everything's going to be all right.
Oh, is that so?
Now, as you were saying, Emma, what did you do when you found the door locked?
I looked through the keyhole.
Well, you little rascal.
And you saw Sally Anders' body lying on the floor?
Yes. It was right there in front of the door.
Oh. Then what did you do?
Well, I screamed, naturally.
I'll bet.
And I suppose somebody heard you screaming and summoned Chief Pringle?
That's exactly what happened. My, you're clever, Barton.
Yeah, clever. Emma, let me tell you about the time...
All right, Inspector.
Huh?
Emma, thank you very much for answering all our questions. You've helped us immeasurably.
Oh.
Now, come on, Dandy Danton. Get your big feet out of the petunia bed. We've got work to do.
Now, look, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just go in and bust into the Anders home without a warrant. No one's living in the place, and...
Inspector.
Yeah? What's the matter?
There is someone living in the Anders home. I just saw a movement behind those curtains.
Huh? Where? I didn't see anything.
You didn't?
No.
Pat was mistaken.
Mistaken? You? Now, wait a minute, Bart. You're not admitting a mistake,
yes,
are you?
I'm sure I was mistaken. You know, my imagination's been playing tricks on me lately.
Imagination, eh? Now, that's something I never expected to
hear. Come along, Inspector. Let's check and make sure, shall we?
Yeah, that's one way of finding out. Hey, where are you going?
Round the back door.
The back door? But look, the front door's right here, and it's only polite.
I think we'd better try the back door first, Inspector.
Oh, all right. Have it your way. Hey, place is kind of run down looking, isn't it?
Yes. It hasn't been occupied since the day of the inquest. I'll knock.
Well, it looks as though you did make a mistake after all.
Hmm. However, let's try the door and just make sure.
Huh. It's open.
Hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, though. Emma the Beauty just told us that no one in Walkerville ever locked their doors.
Miss Bemis also pointed out that Sally Anders did lock her door on the day she was murdered. Come on, Inspector, let's look around.
Deserted houses always give me the creeps. What do they keep the shades pulled down for?
Inspector.
What do you want me to shush for? There's no one here. You said yourself that you...
Sir! No door! Inspector!
Came from upstairs.
Take it easy, Inspector.
Yeah.
Maybe a trap.
Yeah, it might be at that. Well, the upstairs hall is deserted.
Expected it would be, didn't you?
Oh, sure, yeah. Whoever fired the shot must be behind one of those doors.
Yes. Let's try them one at a time. This one here will be number one.
Were you looking for someone?
Who the devil are you?
I'm Carol Anders. Who are you,
please? Who are we? Did you get that far?
I couldn't very well help but get it, Inspector. Miss Anders. You must be a relative of Fred Anders.
Of course. I'm his sister. Now, what is it you want?
What do we want? What do you think we want with everyone yelling and shooting off
yelling?
Guns?
Shooting off guns? I don't believe I understand.
Don't believe you want... Now, whoa, wait a minute. You mean you didn't hear any shots?
Of course I didn't. I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
Well, I'll be your mother.
Furthermore, if you don't leave at once, I'll call the police.
The police? I'm the police now, look.
Inspector, Miss Anders, I'm Barton Drake. This is Inspector Noah Dent.
Hi.
Yesterday, your brother called on me in my apartment.
You're
and asked
Barton to... Drake?
Yes.
But I thought that...
Well, you thought what?
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Drake.
Now that the formal introductions are over, I'd like to know which one of us is nuts. I heard a shot. I heard two shots.
Just a minute, Inspector.
Huh?
Miss Anders, you can only have one purpose in being in this house. You believe your brother is innocent.
Oh, I do. I know he didn't kill Sally.
And you hope that if you spend some time here, you'll find something that will substantiate your belief?
Yes, there must be something. There must be.
Yes, there is, Miss Anders. There's a good deal. It just occurred to me what it is. Inspector, I want you to pay Chief Ebenezer Pringle a visit. Ask him to let us have a copy of the report on the autopsy that was performed on Sally Anders.
But wait a minute, Bart. There was a shot. Two shots. A scream. I heard him. You heard him, too.
Are you going to search the barn, Mr. Drake?
Would you rather I didn't, Miss Anders?
Well, I don't think there could possibly be anything in there.
All right, Miss Anders. I think we can skip the barn for the time being and take a look in this lean-to.
But there's nothing in there except odds and ends of farming equipment.
And trash barrels, Miss Anders.
Trash barrels?
Yes. Uh-oh.
What in the world are you removing that for?
Because I think it will help in proving who murdered your brother's wife, Miss Anders. By the way, was it raining on the day Sally Anders was found murdered?
Raining?
Yes.
Why, I don't know. Wait a minute. No, it wasn't. We had a hard rain the day before.
The day before? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. Why?
By Jove, Miss Anders, that's fine. Come along with me. Inspector Denton will be back in a moment, and we'll...
Oh, here comes Emma Bemis.
Yes,
the busybody. I was hoping she wouldn't discover that I was staying here.
I know what you mean. Miss Bemis seems to be carrying something.
The pie. She's forever baking them. It gives her an excuse to call on the neighbors.
Oh, Barton!
Mm-hmm.
I thought you'd like... Oh. Carol Anders. Well, I would have thought you'd have the nerve to come back here.
And why shouldn't I have the nerve to come back, Emma?
Why, she asked. Well, if my brother had murdered his wife...
Fred didn't murder Sally. He didn't, I tell you. And don't you dare say he did.
Well, I like that. Telling me he didn't do it when I found the body. When I was chief witness at the coroner's inquest...
Your picture was in every newspaper in the country. Have you told Mr. Drake that that picture was taken 5 years ago?
Why, you...
I suppose at this point it would be appropriate for me to make a noise like a cat. Meow. Now, suppose we go in the house and try one of Miss Bemis's pies. I'm sure it would taste better than...
I'd rather eat poison.
I can understand that. You and your brother should know all about poison, Carol Anders. Don't forget it was poison that killed Sally.
You're so right. And here comes Inspector Denton with the proof. Hello, Inspector. Did you get the autopsy report?
Yeah, I got it. That Ebenezer guy was kind of tough. Well, well, if it isn't Emma the beauty.
Don't get fresh, Sandy Denton. What did the autopsy report reveal, Inspector Denton?
Just what the newspaper said, lady. Sally Anders died of HCN poisoning.
HCN? Are you sure, Inspector?
Sure, I'm sure. Here it is. Right here.
Death due to a dose of HCN poisoning. Traces of a mild sedative were also found. By Jove, that's the answer.
Answer to what?
To the identity of the real murderer, Inspector. Miss Anders, may I have your handbag, please?
My handbag? Whatever in the world.
If you don't mind.
No, give that back.
Inspector?
Yeah, I got it. Take it easy, lady.
Go of me. I knew you had something to do with this, Carol Anders.
This is a thought. Miss Anders, have you a permit to carry this gun in your handbag?
It isn't any of your business whether I have or not.
So I was nuts. I did hear some shots. And it was this babe who fired
them. That's right, Inspector, it was. She fired them to attract our attention so we'd rush upstairs.
Why? What did she want us to rush upstairs for?
Tell the Inspector, Miss Anders.
You're so clever. You tell him, Mr. Criminologist.
I'll be glad to, Miss Anders. There was someone else in the house with you, someone you didn't want us to see.
Someone else? Then it must have been...
Miss Anders shot her gun and screamed so that we'd rush upstairs and give that other person a chance to escape.
Fine thing. So we let the murderer run out from under our noses, eh?
You're so clever, Mr. Drake.
On the contrary, Inspector. The other occupant of the house didn't escape. Miss Anders made that obvious when she asked me not to search the barn.
I did no such thing.
And so, Inspector, I think it would be a good idea if you stepped over to the barn and placed Mr. Fred Anders under arrest.
Inside.
Shoving me, Danton. Well, Drake, This makes your double cross 100%, doesn't it?
Sit down, Anders. Miss Bemis was just about to cut one of her famous pies.
Not for him, I wasn't.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry.
Never mind, Carol. It was no fault of yours. Well, Drake, go ahead and make a hero out of yourself by sending an innocent man to the chair.
I don't intend to send an innocent man to the chair, Anders. In fact, I don't intend to send a man to the chair at all.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, Miss Anders, it wasn't a man who murdered Sally Anders. It was a woman.
Then it must have been Carol. She was the only woman mixed up in the ugly business.
Wait a minute, Emma. I'm a beauty. You were around, and you're a woman, or you've been overacting.
The idea.
That's right, Inspector. Emma was around. It was she who administered the poison.
See?
How dare you say such a thing?
Oh, Bart's a great hand at saying daring things, eh, Bart? Sit still, Petunia. I mean, Emma.
Anders, before you left the house on the morning of your wife's murder, did you quarrel with her?
Well, sure. Just, I'm not denying that.
What are you quarreling about?
Why, what difference does it make?
A lot. You'd been having a romance with Emma Bemis, hadn't you? Hadn't you?
Not really. Emma and I were just friendly. Sally was always nagging, and Emma and I...
Fred Anders, how dare you imply that
I... Oh, stop asking people how they dare things. Keep quiet,
will you? You quarreled with your wife that morning, Anders, and left in a rage. Emma was outside listening. After a while, she came in and pretended to comfort Mrs. Anders. The two women sat down over a cup of coffee to talk the thing out.
Well, of all the outlandish notions...
Emma had some HCN poisoning in a vial. Now, HCN is such a bad odor and taste that only a few drops would make any amount of food unpalatable.
Well, there. How could I have forced Sally to take any?
By first dropping a mild sedative into her coffee, Emma, which made her drowsy. Then, pretending to revive her, you forced more coffee between her lips, coffee that contained HCN poisoning.
It's a lie. It's a black lie.
Then you took your own cup out to the trash barrel and disposed of it. So it would appear that Sally Anders had been drinking coffee alone.
Oh, I didn't. You can't prove it.
I can prove it, Miss Bemis. It had rained the day before. On the morning of Sally Anders' murder, you worked for a while in your petunia bed. Some of the soil clung to your shoes. You left tracks near the trash barrel.
Jumping Judas! I got some of that petunia bed soil on my shoes.
You are right, Inspector. You have, and we can analyze the contents and prove that...
All right, I did it. Fred said he wouldn't marry me because of Sally, even though he hated her. So I studied up on poison. It seemed easy. I didn't think they'd blame Fred. If Drake hadn't known about HCN...
Well, Bart, here we are back at the Lamplighters Club.
Mm-hmm.
How about a game of chess?
Mm, no, Inspector.
No? What do you mean, no? We always play a game before...
Come on, Mr. Gate. I plug it in here.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Hello. Yes, this is Barton Drake. Oh, hello, Miss Anders.
Uh-oh.
What? You've been wondering what aroused my suspicions when Emma told me she peered through the keyhole and saw Sally.
Yeah, I'd like to know about that, too.
Well, it was obvious she was lying, Miss Anders. Did you ever try to peer through the keyhole of a Yale lock?
Well, I'll be...
What's that? Well, that sounds very nice. I certainly will.
You won't. Now, wait a minute, Bart. Don't forget...
Be quiet, Inspector.
Yeah, but look, I'm only trying to say...
Well, thank you, Miss Anders. I know I'll enjoy it.
Oh, you won't. It'll be a bust.
Oh... What a pity.
He's gone.
No, I can't do that. You see, mystery is my hobby. Mystery is my hobby. Today's story took place one evening last October. It was Indian summer, and I had gone out for a stroll after dining alone at the Lamplighters Club. Suddenly, a young girl rushed up and threw her arms about my neck.
Darling, how are you?
I beg your pardon. Well, after that, I'm sorry I'm not the man you were looking
for. Pretend that you know me. I'm being followed.
Followed? By whom?
She's behind you, leaning against the bank building. Oh, no, don't turn around.
Oh? There's a policeman on the corner. I'll
come. No. A policeman would only make things worse.
But,
come, walk along with me.
But,
here, I'll take your arm. He must be convinced that we're old friends.
This is rather an amazing experience. Would you mind telling me your name?
It's Claire Wesley. You've probably heard of my uncle, Howard Wesley.
Howard Wesley?